Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
I don't know. This next guy is a little bit old school, a little bit new school. He's John Davis from The Fan. Of course, joining us here on that Fireball VIP line. JD, what's good, man?
Hanging out, watching basketball, man. It's great to have you back.
Hey, yeah, great to have it back. We're just talking about coaching styles. One, it's a two-part question, John, which nobody should ever do, but whatever. One, can you tell when a guy hasn't played organized sports? And two, you know, did you learn how to take a chewing because of sports? Again, I'm not saying you learned how to take verbal abuse, but I'm just like, you learn how to, you know, you got a coach yelling at you, he's on your back, and you just kind of learn that through sports. You learn how to perform through that.
Yeah, you can tell, even if it's not sports, you can tell somebody who's never been pushed, at least. When you're at work, because I had, you know, I had my brother was 10 years older than me, so we would play basketball, and he would let me do well in the first game, and then he would just smoke me in the second game.
Set him up.
He like let me feel confident, and then he's just like rejecting me, and he's 6'2", and he was 6'2" from when I was like 8, so he would just and he would just let me know like, hey man, you're no good. So I just got used to being like, okay, you might get owned. But I had a teacher in fourth grade. And, man, if you didn't do your homework, she was just like, where's your homework? Why didn't you do it? And just, like, you were like, well, I got – and she'd be like, you couldn't turn the TV off? And everybody learned right away, okay, do your homework or there's consequences to it. Wow. And it made – by the end of that year, everybody was a better student. Like, everybody was just doing better. And I knew a lot of those kids as we went through, and everybody continually – learned how to do homework on your own without somebody telling you to do it and how to rely on yourself. It was one of the best things ever. So while it was the classroom, she coached us and she never took personal shots at anybody. She was never like, you're lazy, or called you names. She just let you know when you don't perform well, there's no excuses and you can do better. And yes, I've seen it when I'm in the workplace. Well, the boss hates me. It's like, no, the boss doesn't hate you. You were late. What's the matter with you? What's up?
No, he totally hates me.
Yeah. It's always that they hate me when you get other people where they're just like, don't be late again. They're like, you got it. My fault. So,
right.
Yeah, you got to learn to take criticism and separate the performance from the personal.
You know what, John? It's interesting that you wrapped up that statement that way, because Cecil and I were talking about Kareem Jackson being upset as far as how Pro Football Focus views the Broncos secondary. I think they're ranking them around 18 and 19. Do you think that's a legitimate gripe for Kareem to be upset as far as how others are now looking at this Broncos secondary?
They had the Broncos full secondary at 18 or 19?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like right now, as of today?
Right now.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, the safeties are really good. The Kareem and Justin Simmons are probably top five combination in the league, I would think. But, I mean, we got the cornerback position is a huge question mark. I mean, A.J. Boye, has he ever been a number one corner for a full season? And I think probably in Houston, and then Bryce Callahan, he hasn't played 16 games. And then it's Ojemudia. So I get that Kareem, I think it's great Kareem believes in the secondary, and I think it's great that they're kind of taking that as, okay, we're going to go out and prove them. But on paper right now, it's hard to argue that this is a top 10 secondary.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm like, who cares what anybody – every time some ranking comes out, you're the biggest Broncos fan I know, JD. When Von Miller's not in some top 10 pass rusher list, do you, like – lose your mind and start, you know, being outraged on Twitter? Like, I guess I don't get it, man. I have enough energy to conjure that up every time my favorite player's not, he's not top 10. He's number one in my heart, but he's not top 10 on some stupid list.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I don't care. I've seen Von Miller win me a Super Bowl. I don't need some list to tell me he's great. Like I already know he's great. I saw it on TV. It was amazing that he's great. And these people that come out with their list, yeah, it's bias, and you know, it's the it's what's happened lately. Von didn't have his best season last year, so maybe people don't put him in the top 10. I don't really care because, like you said, Cecil, we know what he's capable of. We've seen it a million times. So people can take their – I don't know. It's like that with everything. People will be like somebody loves a movie, and you're like, yeah, I didn't like it, and they take it so personal. It's like, what, did you write the movie? Why are you upset we didn't like the same movie? And it's the same thing. He's my favorite player. Well, he's not my favorite player. Well, that's fine. He's going to stay my favorite player. So, yeah, getting caught up in a list is stupid. We don't know what's going to happen next season. People need to chill out.
So, John, let's switch to the opposite side of the ball and talk about the offense, but more importantly, the wide receiver group. This is a group that everyone is really high on with the addition of Jerry Jeudy and K.J. Hamler. But there's still the elder statesman in the room in Courtland Sutton. What can this wide receiver room be with Courtland Sutton being the leader?
Well, and Sutton's got to, he's got to set the example, and he's got to push him. It's like we saw, Nick, you and I have talked about it a little bit, 2005, a couple rookies came in, Dominique Foxworth and Darrent Williams, and they had great rookie seasons, but why did they? It's because you, John Lynch, and Champ Bailey were there to push them, to set the example. And it's Sutton needs to let them know, he needs to show through his play and through his practice how to be great, but they all need to kind of view each other as competitors, and they need to be pushing each other to see, well, he just did great, I got to go out and do great. And we've seen it work with those guys in 2005. We saw it with, I think, Eric Decker and Demaryius Thomas. We saw it with Malik Jackson and Derek Wolfe. When a couple of young guys can come in and compete with each other, that can really help. But Courtland Sutton's got to be there to keep everybody in line. He's got to be the veteran, like Demaryius was to him a few years ago, like Emmanuel Sanders was to him last year. He suddenly finds himself in that spot. He's got to keep these young guys focused, because the Broncos' success this season, I think, is revolving around that wide receiver position, given what they put into it, the resources they put into it this offseason. And these young guys got to stay on track, especially with no preseason. It's up to Courtland Sutton to set the example in the locker room and on the field.
He's John Davis. You hear him right here on The Fan. You can check out his work at 104.3thefan.com. JD, I want to know, as someone who doesn't say a lot bad about John Elway, not just because, you know, I keep wanting him to call me, but just because, you know, I look at the stuff he does and I like most of it currently, but when he says lower expectations or we're tempering expectations, and he was asked that in a Zoom call, and he admitted, like, oh, you're going to temper expectations, man alive, I didn't like that. Where do you come down on this? We know the reality of it, right? This isn't Scooby-Doo, when at the end they pull off the mask off the old man and be like, oh, my God, it was COVID. Like, oh, it was no off-season. Like, we already know if this season doesn't go well for the Broncos, there's kind of a written-in excuse. We already know that. It's unspoken. I just didn't think my man Wood needed to say we're going to temper expectations.
Yeah, that was really not like him at all. And no. I don't like to badmouth him either. And like you said, there's not a lot of ways to badmouth a guy who's been to 7 Super Bowls in the last 30-some years.
Why hasn't he been to 8?
Yeah, why hasn't he been to 8? Here's how good John Elway is as a quarterback. He won Super Bowls after he retired. That's how good he is. But it was odd. I mean, I remember stories of Bubby Brister talking about playing pool with Elway all night until Elway won. Like, winning he's obsessive about it, and it's why he keeps ending up where he is. So the lowering expectations thing, it did kind of catch me off guard. And that lets me know, I think more than anything, that this team front office, they just don't know what they have. And he just doesn't know what to say. And maybe he's protecting his players a little bit because he knows they're in a rough spot. And he just doesn't want to say anything that might upset anybody or throw anybody off right now. I mean, I think that's what it was more than anything, trying to defend people. But again, when it comes to John Elway, I don't lower my expectations because, like, every 3 or 4 years he's in the NFL, he's in the Super Bowl. But it is a weird thing, and it did kind of catch me off. But I think deep down he's wanting them to go out and win big time this year.
But John, is it the idea of, you know, lowering expectations for the team as a whole, or is it lowering expectations for one guy who's now under center and he started five games? Am I looking at that the wrong way, or what?
Well, it could be that. I mean, Elway knows, if there's one thing John knows, it's being a young guy in Denver with high expectations from the fan base placed on you. And he knows that big, you know, the big leap they always say is between the rookie year and the second year. And Drew Locke's just not getting all the resources for that. And he probably doesn't want it to turn into, I mean, this fan base turned on every quarterback by like week three the last few years. Like, if you're not showing us what you want by week three, everybody wants you out of here. Flacco, Keenum, Trevor, Paxton. So John's probably wanting to let everybody know, maybe in a way, Drew Locke is the long-term plan. And if he doesn't come out throwing 20 touchdowns in the first 5 weeks this year, let's just give it a little bit more time.
Let's be a little more patient, right? Is it funny,
exactly,
TP? And I always want to wrap up things with a little hip-hop conversation with you, because Nick and I were going through some hip-hop history. We're like, where's JD on the hotline? But I do want to ask you, you know, and Nick can wrap up with some hip-hop talk if he wants to, but, like, isn't it weird that Trevor Siemian got such a pass? Like, fans did turn on him eventually. But, and again, I'm not making excuses for myself. I was the guy that said play Paxton Lynch, right? I was the guy that had a first-round grade on him. I'm that guy. However, I was so anti-Trevor that made me seem even more pro-Paxton. So I'm like, why did Trevor Siemian get the biggest pass? More than Flacco, more than Keenum. Paxton never got any, couldn't get anything. But it's like, it's just weird that Trevor Siemian would get such a pass from the fan base.
I have no idea. He played well for four games, and then there was tape on him, and it was over. And that was really obvious. Like, maybe, you know, I don't get it. Maybe because he was tough and he played through injuries. I think people like the underdog story. I think you actually bring up a good point. I think for some reason this odd disdain people had for Paxton Lynch made them like Trevor more. But my thing is this, and I know it's not like this, and Nick can attest to this, once you're in the NFL, you're in the NFL. And you all need to be compared to, are you being effective or not as an NFL player? It shouldn't be a, well, he's not as good as everybody, but man, what a story, let's keep playing him. No, it should be, this guy is not starting caliber. Just because he's not Paxton Lynch doesn't make him good. He got every opportunity, more opportunities than he should have. And he was just ineffective, and that's shown by the fact that he's bounced around the league since he left Denver, and nobody's let him near a starting position since then. He got way too big of a pass. I didn't get it. The Broncos put way too much on him and Lynch, and it cost them a couple seasons messing around with that.
All right, John, so here is this evening's hip-hop question. So last season it was Young Jeezy, I Put On For My City, which was the title track for Drew Locke in his five-game start. So, he gets a clean slate, 16 games to prove himself. What's the hip-hop theme song now?
Oh, for Drew Locke?
For Drew Locke.
Which hip-hop song would I put on for Drew? Oh, man, there's so many. Last year it was Jeezy featuring Kanye. We'll keep it in that same year. We'll go to T.I.'s Paper Trail, T.I. featuring Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, Kanye West. Nobody has swagger like us.
All
that
right.
Will be the Broncos.
Hey, I love it.
It'll be Drew Locke, Hamler, Judy, Sutton, Gordon, Lindsay. Nobody has swagger like us at the end of the season.
I love it.
Well, John, how come you didn't mention any tight ends?
Noah Fant, we'll put him in there too.
Okay.
He's trying to get me in trouble, dude.
No,
tomorrow
I'm not.
They're gonna be like,
what do you mean, get you in trouble? I'm just asking you questions.
Tomorrow they're going to be like, John Davis doesn't think Noah Fant has the swagger of the other guys.
Right, right.
Everybody's going to be tweeting at me.
So. Careful, don't make D-Mac mad. By the way, JD, super, super, super quick. Is Glory any good from Lil Wayne? Like, because I've listened to it, I don't know, a million times, and I'm just like, I got to ask my man JD, because it's like, there's parts of it that's really good, and then there's parts I'm just like, did you say badunkadunk?
Yeah, Lil Wayne will do that. He will say, he will rap things to where you're like, I cannot believe he was creative enough to come up with that. And then he will rap something else where you're like, that didn't make a lick of sense. And I don't even know.
Yeah, in Glory, it's all in one song. I was like, this is like his career summed up in one song.
Anyway. I think at one time he meant to say panda bear and he said polar bear. Like, he got him confused one time. But the Carter 3 is amazing. All Lil Wayne's great. But yes, I have been very confused at multiple Lil Wayne lyrics.
Okay. It's John Davis. Ladies and gentlemen, you hear him right here on The Fan. Check him out at 1043thefan.com. JD, be good, brother.
Right on. Thanks, fellas.
There's our guy, John Davis, chiming in about football being back and, well, baseball coming back. And there might be a jersey that's going to replace my Drew Locke jersey, Nick Ferguson, and it's a baseball jersey. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.